Okay, Sunday morning, 4:07:24. We're going to look at a couple of sharp prophets' corners first before we get into the teaching. Thank you, Lord. The first one, the prophet's corner uncut, is going to be under the sea. Under the sea. Think about all the Disney movies that you've heard about under the sea. Hollywood movies. Think about Little Mermaid. This is what the Lord began to speak to me. These are kind of, if you notice, the words are kind of different coming forth. Well, he just starts saying these things. I'll just get my pen and pencil and start writing it down. This is what he said. They have hidden their dirty deeds under the seas. Not in the seas, under the seas, which I believe there's a lot of stuff in the seas. They think they've found Atlantis, the actual city, an actual city under the sea. They see the temple, they see the statues and all the things. They think they will not be found out, but they are naive. Because of the hundreds and thousands of years they have seemingly gotten away with it, it has made them overly confident. This is the straw that has broken the camel's back. There should be nothing hidden in secret that will not be uncovered. The whispers behind closed doors will be shouted from the rooftops. This is Matthew 4:22. For there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested, neither was anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. Me. Remember what Phil said about the ether? It has memory and has recorded everything from the beginning. You could go back through time and see an event in real time in the quantum through the ether. That's what he said. All right, Luke 8:17, for nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest. They're not getting away with anything. They thought in their skiffs, in their underground bunkers, that they were doing their dirty things and they were saying this and saying that and doing what they thought they were going to do, and they'd done it for so many thousands of years, they were felt like they were entitled. But they're not going to get away with anything. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. In other words, it's going to be so loud, just screaming in everybody's face, all that they did. All right, I'm going to read to you Ephesians 5. We'll turn to that one. It's going to be verse 11 and 12. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret. But all things that are reproved are made manifest by the light. For whatsoever doth make manifest is light. Wherefore he saith, awake thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light. That's people waking up. That's what the great awakening is all about. People waking up to the truth of what's really been going on. The Lord continues here. What they have hidden under the seas will be exposed for all to see. It didn't just start in 1871. It started after the fall in the garden. I'll expose all the nefarious things that have been done from the very beginning for all to see. Satan and his crew have been stealing, killing, and destroying since they stole it from Adam. Nothing's changed here. Same agenda. When this disclosure comes out, many will be devastated, for they have been deceived. Some will take their lives when they realize what Satan has done to them. I, says the Lord, am pulling the curtain back for all to see. Think about the Wizard of Oz. To this generation, I am revealing things that have been hidden from the foundation of the world. All right, with that, turn to Romans chapter 16. Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest and by the scriptures of the prophets according to the commandment of the everlasting God made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. So this is being made known, not just here, but everywhere. All they have done has been projected to you through television and movies. Examples, Back to the Future, The Enchantment, Under the Sea Dance. Enchantment Under the Sea. Waterworld. There are many others. I mean, you could sit and think all day and come up with a bunch of movies that you've seen that they are projecting through. In the coming kingdom, there will be no more seas. All right, this is Revelation chapter 16. In other words, there's not going to be any place to hide. Everything will be in the light, and it'll remain so. This is Revelation 16. I don't pick the topics. The Lord does. He brings up a soak. I'm going, okay. Who knew? All right, Revelation 16:13. And I saw three unclean spirits like frogs come out of the mouth of the dragon, out of the mouth of the beast, and out of the mouth of the false prophet. For they are the spirits of devils working miracles, which go forth unto the kings of the earth and of the whole world to gather them to the battle of the great day of God Almighty. Behold, it cometh as a thief. Blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments, lest he walk naked and they see his shame. And he gathered them together into a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great noise out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, It is done. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such as was not seen since men were upon earth, so mighty an earthquake and so great. And the great city was divided into three parts, talking about the three city-states here. And the cities of the nations fell, and great Babylon came in remembrance before God, to give unto her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath, and every island fled away, and the mountains were not found. And there, what did they do in all those islands? All these private islands? And why was just Ghislaine Maxwell a submarine pilot? They brought the kids to Epstein Island from the Disney cruises. And every island fled away, mountains were not found, and fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, for the plague thereof was exceeding great. This is what he's doing. He's bringing this down. All right, Revelation 20:13. It's all about the children, isn't it? And the sea gave up the dead which were in it, and death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them, and they were judged, every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire, that is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Then Revelation 21:1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Some people say some of them are man-made anyway. Not all, but some, for their nefarious purposes. Most of the dams are for nefarious activities. In fact, the Hoover Dam is very satanic, has very satanic symbology up there. If you go up there into the buildings and all the idols and things that are up there. Yeah. I'm going to talk later about the Francis Scott Key Bridge, but I won't touch it right now. My thoughts here, Francis Scott Key Bridge, he was a Freemason. This is probably maybe one of the sites that needed to be taken down. What is really under there? What are they hiding? What kind of nefarious activity have they been doing? I know all the dams are satanic worship sites. All the megalith trains run under the oceans. Under the oceans. Not in the oceans. Under the oceans. God is about to shut their whole operation down. Now go to Revelation 6. Starting with verse 9 there. And when he had opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of them that were slain for the word of God and for the testimony which they held. And they cried with a loud voice, saying, How long, O Lord, holy and true, dost thou not judge and avenge our blood on them that dwell on the earth? And white robes were given unto every one of them, and it was said unto them that they should rest yet for a little season, till their fellow servants also and their brethren that should be killed as they were should be fulfilled. And I beheld when he had opened the sixth seal, and lo, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became as blood. And the stars of heaven fell unto the earth, even as a fig tree casts her untimely figs when she is shaken of a mighty wind. And the heaven departed as a scroll when it is rolled together, and every mountain and island were moved out of their places. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the chief captains, and the mighty men, and every bondman, and every free man, hid themselves in the dens, and in the rocks, and the mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, Fall on us, and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne, and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? In other words, there's not going to be any place for them to run, not under the sea. Not anywhere, not in the holes of the rocks, everything. That's why all this, I see why we need a new heaven and a new earth, because this one's blown to bits. All these earthquakes and all these things. And I'll comment on the earthquake and that bridge in my teaching. Okay, that's all of that one.